Hello.
Hey Rachel, this is Sam Jones from Orbit Design Agency. How are you?
Not good. No, not good.
All right, I'm so sorry about that. Actually, just let you know, I'm the head of the department over here, right? And I believe you know Peter Davidson. He was dealing with you regarding your project. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. So actually, I just let you know, just getting the update from you, your hand. Like, are you facing some issue dealing with Peter on your project? Are you?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
I'm saying, are you facing any issue to dealing with Peter?
Yeah, I've been asking for an update since the 7th of this month. I've been promised every day that he would call me back multiple times a day, and he never calls.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm so sorry about that, right? I really apologize for that.
He told me today he would call me in 20 minutes, and that was 2 hours ago. I've been calling 6 times with no response.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Rachel. I really apologize, and I really do understand that, and I really understand that your frustration level as well. I'm so sorry about that. So that's why I'm calling you in regards to your website. So as far as concerned of your website, and so did you review your website? Like, anything else you would you like to change on your website or remove anything on your website? Do you?
I don't know because I haven't gotten the update yet. I haven't seen, no one sent me the link to view the updated stuff.
Okay. What I will do, I will send you from my hand. Okay. Like I will send you the complete email, like what we have done so far and what we are going to be do, and you need to be review the complete site one more time, and you will let me know if Sam, this is a thing we need to be changed or this thing we need to be removed. So from onwards, I will be taking care of I'm sorry, I will be taking care of your project, right? And I believe you will not face any issue with me to dealing with me, and I will get your project done. Okay?
Perfect. I mean, that's all I want. I just want to get things on track. If there needs to be changes, I want to go ahead and address those changes before October 1st. That's what I've been begging for since the beginning of the month.
I'm so
I'm just
sorry about
trying.
that. There is no need for the begging or something. I'm so sorry. Actually, you're just this is embarrassing moment for me. It's a client is saying to me like I'm begging. I'm so sorry about that. I really apologize, Rachel. So what? That's why I'm saying that I will be taking care of your project, and I will try my best to get your project done, being the head of the department. So can you able to open your website? Let me. What I will do? Just stay with me over the call. I will get the link from the Peter, and I'm going to send you the link right away. And before that, actually Peter was mentioning to me about the mix and match feature. Did you add this feature, or do you know about that, or did you mention this thing to Peter that you want mix and match feature? Am I right?
I really hope that it's already been working on and you may not know about it, but I paid for that additional thing in June.
Okay.
I paid for that in June.
Okay. Okay, I know about that thing, right? So you already paid for the mix and match feature in June, right? And last time, actually, Peter came in my room, and he showed me that you provide me some website, like for the mix and match feature. That is a doll.com, something like that, right?
That's correct.
Right. If it's possible, can you open that website right now? Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, please, can you open it?
Okay.
Right. So can you select any one of the products?
You want me to select one of the products?
Yes. Let's say from the tops, triangle tops.
Okay. It's on here. I selected it.
Okay, so here on the product page, having a mix and match feature, right? The top thing is a different thing, and underneath having a different product, right? So do you want exactly the same feature, am I right? Or or anything else?
Pretty much, yeah. I want it to be pretty much the exact same.
Pretty much, actually, the feature that we have right now, actually, what we are thinking, so we create a feature, but it's only changed the complete dress, complete thing. Let's say, just taking example, what I'm saying to you, right now, what happening, what we have created, the mix and match feature, as per our understanding, right? So whenever, right now, you just select the, you know, the top thing, so it will be changed, right? And the bottom thing is also changed whenever you select it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can say, this is a bikini, I guess, right? So this is a bikini, and whenever you change, select the blazer, so it's changed, right? And whenever you select the panty, it's changed. So what we have created is that right now on this doll website is being changes two separate things, but on our feature is changes all the things together. Let's say I have put a five different colors in the bikini, and whenever I have a black color and I want a yellow color, so once I click on the yellow, so the blazer and panty will be changed automatically into the yellow. It will not be happen like it will be, the blazer will change into the yellow and I have the another option to select the black color in the panty. Are you okay with that, or you want the exactly same on this website?
I don't understand what you're saying. What's the difference between this website and what you're telling me?
Okay, so you just have you select the product? Can you come over the product detail page?
I'm on the product page. I have two different selections picked out.
Exactly. So the top selection is for the blazer, right? It's not a, and it's like classic bottom is for the thigh side, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So here's the option to select two different parts, right? The first one, you can select any one of them, right? Black, yellow, blue, and the second one is up to you, whatever you want to be select, right? But what the feature we have selected, we have a one option on the feature, like if you want to select bikini, the black color or yellow color, so that it will be select in the yellow and its color will be changed automatically. Right now, how it's happening on this website. Make sense to you?
So instead of actual tiny pictures of the items, you're saying it's just going to show the colors.
Right, definitely, because on this website it's also changing the colors, right? Colors and size, the small, medium, large, extra large, and it would be there, the quantity would be there, and right now the part is, there's a two separate selection, but on our feature it's having a one separate selection. There's no.
Do you have an example that you're looking at that I could view, or have you done another website like that before that you're like basing this off of?
Yeah, sure. I can show you that. Just give me one moment. I can share with you. Share with me, please.
Hello, you still there?
All right, I'm here. Rachel, can you check your email? I just sent you the link.
Yeah, I haven't got anything yet.
Oh, here we go. I just sent you. Here we go. I just sent you that. Did you get it?
Okay. All right, I have it.
All right, can you open it?
Yeah, it's open.
All right, so you see there is a color option like a purple, pink, blue, rosy. Right, so once you select the purple, so you will see the purple picture. Once you select the pink one, so you will see the bottle in the pink. And once you select the blue, so the bottle will be in blue. That is a feature with what we have created. So that's why I'm just confirming that, right? So that is a feature is fine for you, for your product. So let's say if I will go ahead and upload the bikini, right? And bikini having a 5 colors and a black, blue, purple, pink, you know, and a black and a white. So whenever somebody will select the pink color, so your product, the bikini, will be showing the pink. Whenever somebody will click on the blue color, so it will be showing the blue. Make sense?
I mean, yes, but that has nothing really to do with the mix and match feature.
Right. So this feature and on the doll.com feature, so both are the separate features. Right now on the link just I sent you, that feature we have created. Let's say, again I'm explaining to you, let's say your product is a t-shirt. This is your product. I'm just giving an example. You have the t-shirt, right? And you have the same t-shirt is 10 different colors. White, black, blue, pink, purple, and so on, so on. If I am a customer, I just come over your site and select the picture, select the t-shirt. But I want that t-shirt in the yellow. So once I will click on the yellow color, so t-shirt color will be changed into the yellow. Same goes to your products, right? Let's take an example of the doll website. The doll website has a product which is a bikini, right? So if the customer comes on over your side and select the bikini, or definitely she will go ahead and select the color of the bikini, which is black, yellow, or black, or blue. If she wants it blue color, so once she click on the blue, so the entire bikini, the upper side and the lower side will be changed into the blue. That she want exactly?
I really just don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
The feature I just showed you, that is fine. Are you okay with that feature?
For the water bottles, yes.
Same feature will apply on your product as well, right?
No, I don't want it like that. I want it like the other website.
Same as to the doll.com, right?
Yeah.
So that's the same thing I was asking to you. Exactly, you want the same feature how it is on the doll.com.
Yeah, I said pretty much. I mean, I know, so when you click on, like, crop tops and stuff, and you're looking through all the crop tops, I don't know how... Hold on.
I got your point, right? I'm just trying to confirm. That's the exactly same feature you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And one more thing, right? And on the doll.com feature, okay, that's great, no problem. So what I will do, Rachel, because the feature what we have created, you are saying you don't want that feature. You want exactly the same feature how it is on the doll.com, right? So what I will do, you have the website right now, right? So what you can do, you just review the complete website. If you want to make some changes on the site, so you can let me know, then I will go ahead and make those changes as well. And as far as concerned about this feature, so what I will do, it will take little time to complete this feature, right? Because this is a huge feature, it's not a small thing to complete it. But from onwards, I will be the taking care of your projects, right? So if you don't mind, can you give me a little time to complete this feature for you? Can you?
So you had since June on this feature, and it hasn't been worked on at all, I guess, is what you're telling me.
No. What I'm saying to you at the moment, the feature that I have created for you, you are saying you don't want that feature. You want the same feature how it is on the doll website, right? So that's why I'm saying.
I don't really feel like that's the feature at all. Like that's kind of common, to click on an image and it like the same color. That's not at all what I wanted.
You want the same thing you are saying, right? How the way it's working on the doll.com is the same way you want, right?
Yeah, that's what I said in the very beginning in June.
Yes, right. So what I'm saying to you, right, that's why I'm just I'm trying to explain you is that the feature that we have created, actually it's Peter, actually what he understand that, so he created that feature for you, right? So, but he was mentioning to me that you don't want that feature. That's why I just come over the call and I'm talking with you and I'm taking care, I will just take over this project from the Peter to me, and I will be taking care of your project, so on, right? And I will just assure you that I will be get this project done. But for that thing, you just review the complete site if you want, on the other pages, if you want to make any changes, any content change or any section, you will let me know. I will go ahead and make those changes for you and get your website ready. And the last thing will be remaining, that is a feature, this is a mix and match feature, so it takes little time, right? So if you allow me, so I can go ahead and, you know, revise the feature as per your instruction, as per the doll.
What kind of time are you talking here? What are you...
It takes a little time to create, the remap with that feature. Because the feature we already created, but that feature you don't want it eventually. So we need to be recreate that feature for you, same as the doll.com. So it takes a little time. I'm not saying it will take like a month or 2 months. No, I'm not saying this, but it takes little days, which is around like, if you allow me, so, ten. If you allow me, so I can definitely create this feature within like till 14 October. What do you think? The 14 October is the best time we will complete this feature and we will go ahead and launch your site. Are you there?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, like a 14, I'm saying the mid of the October, it will be the best. Or if you don't mind, if you allow me, so I can definitely, if you will give me a time to complete this feature, because you know, you and I, even my production team and my team and yourself as well, spend a lot of time on it, and we are almost finished your project, right? So due to this feature, it's having a misunderstanding between you and Peter. Peter misunderstand you about the feature.
That's the thing. I didn't even tell any of this to Peter. This is the sales guy who called me and charged me for it in June. I gave him all the information. Where is the miscommunication from? I don't understand, because I literally said just like the website.
I think the sales guy was the sales guy on that time, actually.
That was 3 months ago.
I think he misunderstood or miscommunicated with the Peter. That's why Peter understand, and he queried that feature. That's why it's mishap with that specific feature. And rather than this feature, the entire website is fine and looking pretty much good, right? So only this feature is left. So that's why I'm saying to you, if you will give me a time, little time, not that much, right? So that would be wonderful for me and for my team as well, and for you as well. Was that because you and I both invested a time, invested an energy in this project, and I really wish to get this project done and, you know, successfully launch and grow your business together. Right, so
That's kind of what my goal was to open October 1st.
I really understand that your goal is to open this business on 1st October, but this, I can say, this is my request. I'm just requesting to you. I'm honestly saying, I can say at this moment that I'm begging you. Initially you said to me this thing, but at this moment I can say this. I'm begging you in front of you to give me time, so that would be great.
I don't even know what to say.
Sorry?
I don't know what to say, honestly.
I really appreciate you, and I do understand you will be thinking like, why and why it's happening, why. I know, I do understand that, but again, I'm requesting to you to give me a time. And except this feature, you can review the complete site and almost all the things there, and we can launch your site, we can launch your business, but only that feature is not there. So we have another option as well. What's that? I have another idea. The feature that we have right now, we have created for you, we can apply that feature on your website for now, right? And we will go ahead and launch your business. And in the back end, we will start working on that feature that you're talking about, right? That you want exactly. So that we will be working on that feature. Once we will complete that feature, then we will apply that feature on your website. What do you think?
That sounds like a better plan.
Yes, that's a great idea, I guess, right? So it will be, so what's your goal? You launch this business on 1st October, so you will be achieve your goal as well. And in the back end, we will start working on the feature that we are just discussing now. And once we will complete that feature, then we will go ahead and upload, apply that feature on your website. And later on, once it's completed. So for now, okay. So you agree with that? So let's do one thing. I will just let the Peter know about this thing. So we will go ahead and complete your website. And the feature we have created, like a bottle feature I just showed you, right? The bottle one. So the same feature I will apply on your all products, right? And for now, we will go ahead and launch your business. And once we will complete that that feature that you're talking about, the doll one, doll.com, as the same feature, then we will apply that feature on your site. That's fine?
As long as there is no delays. I mean, you say you're going to launch it by October 14th, and the website will be online by October 1st, and then the feature will be online by October 14th. I'm going to hold you to that.
No, I'm not saying about the feature is not be there. The feature will be there, but not the exactly same feature will be there. Right now, the feature will be there to select the colors, and according to the color, the product picture will be changed.
I'm saying how it is right now, I'm okay with launching the website on October 1st after we get everything taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
This new feature that is not new, it's been 3 months. But the feature that you're going to work on,
uh-huh.
You say you can get done from here to October 14th. Is that right or wrong?
Is that right? Right. So that's why I'm saying
that's to you. Right. Okay. So my launch date for that specific feature would be October 14th, correct?
Yes. 14 is a 14 on the October 14 would be a Friday, right? So it's around, I need around like how many days? Because I asked to my developer, right, so I can see the date again, right, so I will give you the final date only, so it will be clear to you as well, so when it will be published. Give me one moment so I can see the exact date, right, and my developer share with me. Just give me 1 second, I will go ahead and open the email. Have Rachel there?
Yeah.
All right, so I just opened the email and actually my developer mentioned the date to me. I'm very transparent with you, right? I'm not saying anything lie or anything else, right? I'm honest with you and I'm very transparent. So the date I got from the production department, which is the date the production department gave me, the maximum date, which is 18 October, right? And this is a transparent date which my production team gave it to me, which is 18 October. And but I'm taking 2 more days more for the buffer time. So the final date will be complete website fully launched with that feature is 20 October. This is the final date. And if you want me, so I can go ahead and email you in the written as well. Yeah, on 20th October, I will give you the complete site along with that feature. And for on the 1st October, I will go ahead and launch your website along with the all the products and the feature that I showed you along with that feature. And until 20th October, I will add that feature which we have been discussing, right? And until 20th October, it will be fully completely, you know, the mix and match feature will be there. Are you okay with that? So I will go ahead and proceed with it.
He said launch it how it is on the 1st and then it'll be updated on the 20th, right, with the feature.
Yeah, official date from the production department was 18 October, but I'm giving you 2 days buffer time, which is 28 from my side. So keep the 28th October in your mind. So until 20th October, I will definitely provide you the complete time. That is the final date.
All
if
right.
You want, so I can go ahead and email you as well. So it will be thing. You will have the written all the things.
Okay.
No problem. So again, what I will do, I will just get the Peter on the line as well. So I will let him know as well, like what we have, what we are going to do with your site, and so he will start working as well. So just give me one moment. So let me take Peter over the line.